Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Good Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. Hope you had a good old weekend. Let's get the week started. It is the 17th of October, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend coming your way in about 5 minutes. Get ready for different search results when you search on your mobile or you search on your desktop when it comes to Google. Yeah, that's right. In a few months, that's all going to change. Now, yeah, currently, everything you search for on your mobile or desktop, it comes out with the same results. But Google is about to launch a new mobile search index that is actually more up-to-date than the current desktop index. How about that? Now, from what we're hearing from Google, it's not launching the mobile search index to run alongside its desktop index. It will actually become the primary index, which kind of sounds like the desktop one. Is that going to be obsolete? No, it won't be obsolete, but it sure won't be updated as much. The thing about it is you and I really won't know it's happening. Not unless you search on your mobile for something and then search for the same thing on your desktop and then come up with different results, then you know. Facebook Messenger, the data-hungry thing that's on your phone. Well, finally, we might have a switch to at least make it less hungry. Now, currently, Facebook is trialing this out on an Android beta version of the app. And it doesn't look like it's going to be too long before the feature will be available for everybody. Anyways, there's going to be a little switch where you can toggle the thing on. It'll help save your data. And it really just works by changing how the app downloads any media content the user actually receives. You know, things like videos, photographs, that kind of thing. We all know right now, we don't really have that option. Whatever flows through just keeps on flowing and then just racks up our data bill. But if you're only using Messenger for really text message purposes, yeah, you'll be pretty much unaffected by this. But if you love getting all those stupid videos of cats and dogs and gosh knows what else flows through there, and you're tired of your monthly data bill, well, this will be a nice feature for you soon. Let us bow our heads and give thanks for the iPhone 4, for it will be officially retired at the end of this month. Yeah, that's right. Apple is going to stop supporting a lot of its products, actually, at the end of the month. The iPhone 4, the 13-inch late 2010 MacBook Air is another one of them, and the third-generation Air Mac Extreme. I know you're thinking, well, the iPhone 4 hasn't been supported for quite some time. Yeah, that's true. The OS hasn't, but you could still bring it in and actually try to have them work on it for you in case you were really in love with your phone. But when Apple says something is dead or obsolete, it means Apple will stop offering hardware support too. So if you haven't already, it may be a good idea to say goodbye to your iPhone 4. And finally, now, if there's any idiots out there that are actually saying, I'm not getting rid of my Note 7, yeah, well, you might want to now. That's because if you get on a plane with your Galaxy Note 7, you can be arrested now. That's right, the Federal Aviation Administration, or the FAA for short, has officially banned the Galaxy Note 7 from being brought onto airplanes. And now has in bold print, is a federal crime to fly with this device. This Emergency Restriction Prohibition Order number FAA-2016-9288 on Friday said that as of noon on October 15th, if you have this and bring it on a plane, you're going to be in jail. That's right. Passengers carrying the phone in their personal carry-on baggage or even their checked baggage as cargo will be denied boarding the airplane and possibly prosecuted. All right. On all fairness, you probably really won't go to jail, although it is against the law now. But you will be subject to civil penalties up to $179,933. So trust me, I'm sure they won't have any problem taking your money. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, the destination for all the BTN content. Get on over there and check it out for yourself. Like our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And get hanging out with our BTN community over at our Slack room at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be back for your Tuesday installment, getting you caught up on the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, do your best to have a good old Monday. Get this week started positive. Yeah. And as always, thank you very much for listening.